No matter who gets paid to remove your garbage, whether it's a town public works department or a private contractor, that hauler somehow factors in New Jersey's $3 a ton recycling tax into your bill. This tax, a user fee, is pretty painless for the consumer, but it adds up, generating about $25 million a year. And most of the money, 60% of it, by law, comes back to New Jersey towns and cities to help pay for and reward their local recycling efforts. Bill Wolf, a former Department of Environmental Protection employee turned environmentalist, says it's a powerful incentive program for New Jersey municipalities.
So towns that recycled more got more money from the recycling fund to implement the program. So there was an incentive. The money also not only funded the program, but provided an incentive to do more.
The money helps pay for local recycling programs in New Jersey. Those calendars we all post on our fridge, those extra bins or biodegradable bags, and it even helps pay for recycling staffers. But since 2012, more than $41 million has been transferred from the recycling tax fund and placed into general revenue. While the state says no recycling program has been hurt by this, Wolf and others say that's not true.
Right now, every day, businesses and residences in New Jersey are paying that recycling tax, but they're not getting the benefits of what they are paying the tax for.
The tax began in 1987, and it expired 9 years later. Before the tax went away, New Jersey was recycling 45% of its residential garbage. For the next 12 years, there was no tax, and recycling fell to 38%. That's no coincidence, says New Jersey Sierra Club Executive Director Jeff Tittle.
When the tax lapsed, we saw a big drop-off, and then when the tax came back and the funding came back, we started seeing an increase. So there is that relationship, because education and informing the public, I think, helps people to recycle more.
Data from the state bears this out. 5 years ago, the tax was reinstated, and recycling numbers started to inch up again. But just as the tax got going, Governor Chris Christie took office. And since then, $41.6 million of the recycling fund has been transferred to the state's general revenue. Tittle, New Jersey's Sierra Club director, says it is one of a handful of funds that have been tapped for other uses.
Since it's been reinstated, Governor Christie has been using the money to plug holes in its budgets.
DEP spokesman Larry Raganese insists the funds make it back to the towns. Some $18 million was distributed to towns and counties just last year. But Lou Neely, who's been CFO for East Brunswick Township for 40 years, says it's a question of whether all the funds due are coming back.
Well, of course not. You can't take $40 million out of a pot and say that you've given it back.
When we went back to the DEP, the agency spokesman corrected himself. Raganese now acknowledges that half of the $41 million was diverted 2 years ago, but it was earmarked for later DEP use. Records show there was no earmark for any of the money diverted to the general budget. It was transferred and will pay for things other than recycling. And Neely, the CFO in East Brunswick, says that hurts town budgets.
There's $40 million that'll never show up again, and there's 2 years' worth of payment that the state has taken that will not ever be paid to the towns.
So part of the recycling tax was shifted to the general fund. And the remainder, the 40% the state keeps for its own overhead, aggravates Neely, because towns are already struggling with high property taxes.
The taxpayer might be better off not ever having paid it and then keep 100% of their dollars as opposed to sending 100% to Trenton and getting 60 cents back.
Since the transfers to the general budget started in 2012, New Jersey doesn't know whether recycling is going up or down. That's because the latest numbers available from DEP are from 3 years ago, before the transfers occurred. For WNYC, I'm Terry Langford.